Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Minow, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Minow and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Minow and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. I have some great guests once again today. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine, Peter and Tracy Flukey, Tim Cody, Fox Valley Veterans. Nobody does more for veterans than that man right there. He's just awesome. Incredible. And a reminder, of course, Veterans First of Northeast Wisconsin has a huge event tomorrow. Cottage Court of Veterans Village fundraiser. Food trucks, arts and crafts, performances, raffles, booyah, auctions, family fun. 10 to 3. It's a free event located at 2330 Meadow Park Drive in Alloway. I will be there as the MC, Ron and Mike Music Company, Bill Jarts, Mickey Grasso, Kenny Yonke tribute shows, and the Packerettes will all be there. Hope you folks can come and join us. Free event to raise funds for the Veterans First of Northeast Wisconsin. And, of course, the new village they're putting together for veterans of the 21 homes. So hope you enjoy
seven
us.
Seven this year.
Wow. That is awesome. And I hear food truck?
Food trucks.
Food trucks. When is the Friday food truck in downtown Green Bay?
That is so awesome.
Yes.
I love that. We tried to do that and couldn't get the support from the, we were going to do it at the museum.
Yeah.
That's a good food truck place. People can walk there, different businesses. But Tarl is stepping up and using that lot next door.
I congratulated him yesterday. He is doing phenomenal things. A huge shout out to Tarl.
Right.
Yes.
And we've had him on our show
numerous times.
A couple times, and he does some very cool things. He tries things, and I would tell people, just try it. We're not going to shoot you if it doesn't work. You know, if it doesn't work three times in a row, well, we might. But just try
Start
things.
Running.
Right.
And Tarl is he's an entrepreneur, man.
He's a go-getter. Yeah. And we're at our Green Bay Neighborhoods meeting. He's the one that set up the painting pianos.
Right.
So cool.
We were one of the downtown ones that did that. So, yeah. And speaking of pianos. Here we go. Tonight, Fridays on the Fox begins. And it's the new Dueling Pianos. And that is tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. That is absolutely free. These guys, there's nothing they can't do. It is so family fun oriented. Last time I saw them, Ed and I were on stage at Embers in Peshtigo with the Crandon Barbie and dancing to the Barbie
And
song.
Is that like right back here, right behind us?
Right at Hagemeister, so you can get ready to groove at Fridays on the Fox, and that is presented by Associated Bank and Pomp's Tire. So,
nice. But
like I said, live music, food, drinks, and sunset views of the Fox River. It doesn't get much better than that.
And tonight, the weather's perfect. And I want to put in a plug for that, because we've always kicked that City Deck Fridays on the Fox off with Dueling Pianos. And
yes.
That is for everybody.
It is.
I mean,
it's for
your parents, your grandparents, high school kids. It is just a great place to go. It's free, and there's all sorts of food, and the view is unbelievable. And there's a lot of boats will be there as well, right? They tie up
Gorgeous.
Down there, so it's that's a great way to start your summer.
Yeah, it's from country to rock to Americana. It's upbeat, free live music. So and they'll obviously Hagemeister Park will be serving food and drinks on their patio starting at 5 p.m.
Free.
Yeah. And,
I wish.
Jeez, John.
Corey, are you listening?
Associated Bank is shelling out to pay these guys.
I thought maybe it's
$2,000
or something.
It doesn't hurt to try.
Yeah.
It's two grand pianos up on stage, and these guys just go at it all night. It's awesome.
It's beautiful. And another fun one, Ignite Market, presented by On Broadway, is Saturday, the 15th. So 500 South Broadway. That is from 5 to 10 p.m. They're going to have a traveling night market. It'll feature local artists, makers, interactive art demonstrations, and original live music performances. They'll have life-size games, food and drinks, and it's going to be...
Where is that?
500 South Broadway.
Is it light?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
that's good.
There.
And that's free, too.
It is.
Light Park?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was there when we dedicated that. Do you remember that?
I do.
Yes.
How long
Jim
ago
me,
was that?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
20 years ago? Maybe?
That's where they set off the fireworks 18. For Fridays Over the Fox.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
where you had your first kids' day, I think.
We did.
Yeah.
You're right.
Jim and I go way back.
I know you do.
We did a lot of ribbon cuttings together.
We did. And then we had that lull, which was really nice. But now we're back.
Really nice.
And look at reaching out.
Restraining orders were a key.
Although there was one that I was asked to be the MC for and everything. And I'm not going to say what it was, but it was a veterans type thing, a very prestigious thing. And family asked. And I got a call from his assistant one day. Hey, John, we feel like it's best for the mayor to handle this.
So he iced John.
He says, you could still be a part of it if you would like. We'll find a role. But yeah, the mayor thinks this would be better for.
That's really that's the way the conversation went. But it was really
it is true.
But I just want to say the chief of staff, one of his or her jobs is to elevate the mayor, the governor, whoever they're working for. And that was a big event.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, hey, I think, and he called you before you talked to me, but he's like, he came to my office and said, yeah, Mino doesn't want to do it, so could you host it?
Sure. I can't even picture that.
Anyway,
thanks, Chad.
I'm still trying to figure out what life-size games means.
Yeah, I know, me too.
What does that mean? We both look at each other. It's like,
I feel like beanbag toss or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Use your imagination. Oh, it'll be fun.
I don't want to use my imagination on that.
Oh, my I'm a recovering gentleman. Out loud.
How you doing, Dennis?
I've been. Ask around.
Oh, my God. So, first of all, I'm a little offended.
Offended?
Because I brought you dinner the other night and you wouldn't eat it.
Buddy, are you kidding me? I can't eat cheese curd before a show.
Brown fried cheese curd for our boy, cheese curd Nick.
I can't do that.
Oh. Everybody would know that. Everybody would know that, that a performer doesn't eat, doesn't drink. I mean, some of these guys get off the rails.
Me too.
I'm not going to lie. I would.
Well, John said that. I'm like, of course he's not going to take that. But anyway, they're good for after because you kind of let loose.
Oh, and when it's afterward, oh boy.
Yeah,
it's another story altogether.
Free for all.
Dennis was kind of distracted when I was with him anyway.
Well, I wonder why. Why was going on?
What'd
you do?
Setting up with the.
Yeah,
at the
but he was a little distracted. He got distracted.
Well, I'm always watching what's going on.
But
well,
you're married.
Yes, I do.
You put it out behind
yes,
me.
Yes, I do.
Oh my goodness!
Hey, John, 3 o'clock. Yeah.
Why were you just scantily clad people?
It's not even
recently married, Dennis. I would like you to focus on.
Believe me, I was.
What the pastor said. I was there.
You know
so
what? Thank
it was
you,
so good.
Thank you for that.
Mino, get out of the way.
See. Speaking of tickets, that kind of stuff should be ticketed.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, that was. Obscene.
So you were
looking out for.
I was not looking.
You were.
He was trying to call a cop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't need this at our concerts.
And because he was going to have to tell the cop, he wanted to get every detail.
I mean, there's one thing to look the part if you're doing that particular job, but for crying out loud, don't sell out like that.
That was beyond belief. It was beyond belief.
Come on.
Hey,
now.
By the way, though, so I saw the pictures. Boy, did you guys jam a lot of people.
Time out. Oh, you meant the show.
No, not those.
Okay, not the.
No, the show.
That would be in Hustler.
I started sweating.
But
obviously.
Because I was thinking, when I was there, I thought you guys.
It's getting hot in here.
Would have been set up a different way. I would have thought you guys would have been on the street facing like that. You know what I mean? And people would be all the way down the block.
Uh-huh.
But you guys don't have a lot of square footage there for the people.
No.
Right.
But boy, did they take up every square inch.
It's amazing.
Amazing crowd.
I want to thank the firefighters too for spending the extra time there setting up, pouring water into the dividers, whatever you want to call those things, those crowd pusher outer thing.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome. Those guys are great.
But what a crowd you guys had.
It's because they're the best of the best.
They said it was a record crowd for Wednesday.
I believe
it. Oh, good.
Incredible.
That's
good
awesome.
Way to start it off.
It was beautiful. Yeah. I mean, the weather was nice. It was really, really hot.
Really hot. Yeah. When I was with you, it was like really hot.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just you, John.
I think it might have been.
I think you're just the hot one.
Because then I finished off the cheese curd, so maybe that was it.
And all that.
What'd you wash it down with, Johnny? And then he's in here today because... You know, was that this morning, Todd? It seemed like we've been here for a while, but he's just like, I gained 10 pounds this week, and I don't know why. And now he's like, well, I was eating cheese curds, drinking beer.
It's Busch Light, though.
Yeah.
Busch Light.
Busch Latte.
Busch Light's fine.
Busch Latte.
And it was,
All right.
Okay.
Hi, Dennis.
You win some, you lose them.
By the way, congratulations, Christy.
Yes.
Scuba certified.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's impressive.
You.
I didn't realize what you guys had to do.
It was a lot. Yes, I am super excited for all our new adventures, and I'll be on tour with Ed all next week.
Wow.
So we're going to miss you next Friday?
Fun. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm not going to be here next Friday. I will be with my Ed.
We'll have to pull
congratulations.
Together.
Oh, that's cool. That is,
thank you.
That's a cool
we'll
thing.
We'll have to close ranks and pull together on this one.
Yes.
But you know, that license or that certification that you have now just opens up so many opportunities. I mean, outside the country and everything. That's a a very, very cool thing to have. Johnny, every time you move, you pull out my cord there. Thank you.
So are you saying you have to have a license for that?
Yeah.
Well, you know what, though? You know what, though?
Because I'm certified.
No, but here's the deal. I've wanted to scuba dive. But now, because I said, well, do you have to know how to swim? And people are like, no. But you had to do a swim test too, right?
Yeah, yeah. I had to swim 200 meters, and then you have to tread water for 10 minutes straight. But it's not
Time
bad.
Out. You're in America. Meters, my...
That's a long ways. Yeah. Sounds like a long ways.
But Ed is such a big support system. I just absolutely adore him.
He's awesome.
I mean, we are having so much fun with
this. Oh, I got to say one thing I totally forgot about. You and I, because we're going to have a contest, $20 bet,
ooh,
on whether or not Jim can pick a gallon of strawberries in 20 minutes.
Right. We're doing that Tuesday.
Is my invite valid?
My money's on you.
I was so sad about that.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal, though.
What's the deal?
A gallon is nothing.
Okay. So at the farmer's market, they were selling quarts of strawberries for $6.
Sure.
Sure.
Because we didn't know the difference between a quart and how many quarts in a gallon.
And pints. We had to get out the chart.
It's so confusing.
One of those green things is a quart.
Oh, the so green just, little.
We didn't know if that was a pint
five,
or a quart.
I can't pick one of those in 5 minutes.
We'll see.
Oh, yeah. Too easy.
So two of those is a gallon, right?
No, four.
Four of those is a gallon.
Four is a gallon, yep.
Okay.
Four.
Yeah, I can do that.
I don't think so.
$20, right? Are you going to use one of your clutchers? You know what I mean? To pick up?
No. In my car, I've got, because Donna does a lot of gardening, I got knee pads.
Nice.
So I'm going to clip along there so fast.
I've been married before, too. I still have
knee
pads.
I'm not even going to talk about how he used to keep those in his office. We got a text here. Celebrate 100 years of West Theater at the Tarleton this weekend. Oh. West Fest.
Yes.
Friday, the headliner, Chicken Wire Empire. Saturday, headliner, Sarah Voss and Dead Horses.
Oh, nice. Man, that's going to be great.
Very cool.
Chicken, horses. Wow,
he does
got it
so
all.
Much down there. It's incredible. Yeah. Go Tarl and his
And
crew.
Again, no disrespect to old people. Okay?
Yeah. What does that have to do with this?
I love it that there's young entrepreneurs in Green Bay.
Amen.
Oh,
to that.
All right. Amen to that. All right. Yeah, I thought you meant because his crowd, he's for everybody. That guy draws a great crowd, but you're right. He is a young, he's not 30 yet, and he's really taking some risks. Just buying that place was a risk.
To revitalize downtown Green Bay. Yep. Or not revitalize, but I mean just to
that
keep
that section, though, and that needed it.
He's bringing a lot of people down here, that's for sure.
All right. We're going to set a quick break. Stick around, Dennis and Christy, and we've got a phenomenal segment coming up for you folks. Operation Song. They write about veterans. They do an amazing job. Dennis, this is your wheelhouse. You being a veteran and the whole thing. This is going to be perfect.
Can't wait to just sit
back
today.
We'll be back right after this.
Well, these kids are going to be good. Are they going to be great or what? Look how dressed up they are.
I dressed down.
Todd, you should have told us. You look, wow.
I dressed down and
this
whatever.
Is going to be great. I can't wait to hear them. And they, Johnny's not here.
Give her an AK-47 bayonet.
Okay.
Wow.
Ding.
Just for our listeners who've been with us most of the morning, John's been complaining about the 10 pounds. He gained 10 pounds in a week. That's
How
a lot.
Does that happen?
I know, that's a lot. Like 3 is okay, but 10's a lot. So our guests are here to perform, which are these guys are going to be great. But anyway, I just want to say they brought in Uncle Mike's Kringle.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why John's not here. He's out gorging on that Kringle.
Well,
so anyway,
you're back. Because we couldn't find a knife. So I've got my bayonet collection in the other room here. So I pulled out an AK-47 bayonet to cut it with.
Did you see his bayonet collection?
I've seen a lot of everything.
That's incredible.
I'll show you afterwards.
That's it's
impressive.
It's pretty cool.
It is.
I'm scared.
Bayonets.
So, I'm starting to run away.
Sometimes being down here in the hood, we get a little worried when we see, we have a beautiful studio and a great downtown, but once in a while we get some people that are questionable. And Johnny's like, okay, just hit the alarm and everybody grab a bayonet.
Well, we got a code word. If somebody breaks
in
here,
we have a code word.
I'm going to yell out, broken arrow.
And oh, there you go.
Remember that movie?
I'm picking Broken up what you're Arrow. Yeah. Yes, yes, sir.
It means every man for himself and but, fight to the death.
Yeah.
Yes.
That, I love
so,
it.
So we're ready.
I know, I thought Bayonet was a girl's name this whole time.
Hey. So I'm so excited about you with this group that's coming on.
Yeah. Oh, me three. This so is going to be fantastic.
It. Yes. Where are you this weekend, Dennis? You guys?
We're off.
All over the place. Oh, I think you're going to go to Eagle River or something.
We did that last. I just got home at 4 o'clock this morning, friends. Yeah. We played last night in Eagle River. It's beautiful. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
Trooper.
Unbelievable.
Wow. But Eagle River, I mean,
it's so beautiful.
That's like totally worth going up. That's a fun.
Once you start getting north of Shawano, you can just smell the Christmas of the air.
I totally agree.
Honest to Pete, it's just.
Thank why you. Don't you guys ever stay at places? Thank you, Jen.
Yeah, this is Jen. What? This is awesome.
Uncle Mike's absolutely
thank
want
some. You.
If I stayed there, if I tried to take a nap like I was thinking about doing at the local quick You'd trip stay. In Antigo, I would not have made it here.
Yeah,
today.
I know. Man, you know, thank you for doing it.
I would have been Grog City, man. So had to take a coffee
you know,
to get here.
This bite out of his cradle. What does Todd always say? The number one rule on air: don't take a huge chunk of food while you're
that's okay. We got others. We're just over here without it. That's okay.
I've been doing this for 40 years. Don't worry about it, Christy.
You can tell she just got this. You can smell this Kringle. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? Like,
you can't have this in front of you without.
Oh, right.
It's delicious. So it's good. The best.
This is great. So okay, so
when I'm on death row for my last meal, this is going to be my dessert.
I didn't know you were on death row.
No, I'm going to be. So many.
You
know they're changing that. They're changing
Broken
that
because Arrow. Broken Arrow.
No, did you read that? It really came out this. They're going to change these last meals, like people like Mino, that when they get death, they spend way too much money. Now yours is a little cheaper because you want grilled cheese and tomato soup and Kringle. Mm-hmm. That maybe I would okay, but these guys who are ordering lobster and steak and it's like
you're
no,
thinking,
come on.
Orange vodka and Tang.
There you go. Yeah, that's
I mean,
the other thing.
Orange Tang and vodka. The tang. Whatever.
Can't
the
have alcohol.
Famous Tang.
They won't give you alcohol. But anyway, okay, Dennis, were you playing Eagle River last weekend? But were you?
No, last night.
Yeah.
Well, last night, I mean.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We're off this weekend. So good. We just did two shows Tuesday, Wednesday, and then did a side show this stop where my mom will shoot. Are you kidding me?
No, you can handle it.
It looks amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah, so we got in at 4 o'clock this morning. And,
wow. Thank you for
being here.
Thanks for letting me. Honestly.
I was wondering what you were doing here so early when we got here. You just came here and slept.
Okay. I almost did.
On the couch.
I almost thought about taking 29 straight in, man, and just crashing, waiting for the birds to start chirping, and they were.
You could have stayed with me.
The neighbors will talk.
Broken Arrow!
Yeah,
Christy.
I'm serious. You could have stayed in my apartment.
Christy, Johnny rents. And how long has he been renting for you? 8 months? 9?
Yeah, and I have.
No one's ever been in his apartment.
No.
That kind of scares me a little bit.
I was just going to say that because I think of the Dollar Tree fish and all of the things that he eats. The gun soaking in his shower.
Maybe it's the bayonet collection he's telling everybody about. That might be a deterrent. I don't know.
No, none of us have been in there since he moved in. I can't even. Julie, what's it look like?
Right.
She doesn't like to venture either.
No.
It's amazing how dirty a place can get so quick, though, or how messy.
Sure.
I should say one person can make such a mess.
I have OCD. My unit's pretty spotless.
You don't have to spell in front of me, Christy.
Show off.
Whatever OCD
Sorry. Is. Sorry, overachiever.
I'm pretty sure that's not even a word.
We had the photographers over yesterday at our house because we're doing that NFL draft.
So cool. I heard about that.
Yeah. And our house is, we keep it clean, but to declutter it, take all the pictures down. I filled up a bin of just like pictures off the walls. They don't want that on there. And I get that, right? Uh-huh. You want this to be a little bit more.
You didn't take Milton down, did you? The famous painting of Milton? We had
no.
Okay.
No, that I wouldn't. Are you kidding? And that's universal. That's not a picture of your kids. Everybody loves dogs, and everybody, once they meet Milton, loves Milton.
So, oh, yeah.
And Silent Jay say, good morning, guys.
Hi, hey, Silent Jay.
Joe, he didn't see it.
Oh, wait a minute. I got a text here. I've been in his apartment.
Big Wayne. Yeah, the elevator day.
Wayne moved my couch for me.
Yeah, to move in the couch. Elevator.
That's right.
I thought it said sign at the police.
Move in day. All right, what else is going on?
So Christy and I were talking off air, by the way, and I got a new name for her.
What?
Lady Diva.
Oh! That's really good.
I love, because sometimes when I'm feeling frisky, I always call Ed the Diva, Eye of the Tiger.
That is really good.
That's like really good.
Not Diva.
Mm-hmm. No, I get it.
Diva.
Diva.
I like it a lot.
One might think it could be either one.
Yeah. One might. Thank you, boys.
Fair enough.
One might.
One
might. Maybe more than one. Yes.
So, friends, we've got to do a couple quick things. I have a lot of paperwork here, but on the way through from Eagle River last I should say this morning.
Right. Yeah.
The lights were still on in Mackville because it's the National Truck and Tractor Pull.
Oh, that's big.
That's happening. Yeah, the last night was the locals were doing their thing. And it's a beautiful thing. I've played that with when I was in Sonic Circus some
years
ago.
That's like the headquarters for the truck pulling and everything.
And it's awesome.
And people take that real serious.
Oh, they do.
Oh, boy. Yeah. You learn that real quick.
And they'll be like with the tractors, they'll have like these almost like groupie fans for certain types.
Yeah.
You know, John Deere fans or so-and-so fans or whatever.
And they're diehards. I mean, diehards.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Almost to the point of being rude.
Well, they take it real serious.
I mean,
yeah,
if you say something
like
wrong,
you
say something edgy, a little bit questionable, you're like,
I agree. You know,
it's
like, I know.
It's bayonet time, you know?
Like, don't screw with it.
Broken arrow. Yeah.
All right, 2 minutes. We got to wrap this.
Oh, my gosh. There's so much happening.
I know.
Tim Meadows is happening, by the way.
Tim Meadows, yes.
The comedian. Yeah. He's going to be at the Skyline Comedy Club.
He's great.
He's been in so many movies and everything. And
The Ladies Man.
Tickets are like $25 to $30. Special shows tonight and tomorrow. I think it's 7 and 9 o'clock. Two shows per night. And,
welcome. I'm the ladies' man. Would you like some kabathier?
Say, baby, can I buy you a fish sandwich?
When you say it like that.
So
I'm going to put you in the faith. Okay.
There's farmer's markets.
Was that your Mike Tyson? That's the worst Mike Tyson of all time. Mike Tyson will punch you just for that impersonation of him.
I was trying. It sounded like what you were talking about. Okay.
Let's make you my girlfriend.
Okay.
There's farmer's markets everywhere.
1 minute.
Farmer's markets everywhere.
There really are.
Tomorrow morning right here.
Yep. Washington Street.
Here. Appleton,
Oshkosh,
Shattuck Park, and Nina, Oshkosh, downtown Appleton, I want to say as well.
How did your gig go in Oshkosh the other night?
It was awesome.
Great.
Weather was great. People were amazing.
Beautiful setting there,
everywhere.
Huh?
Yeah, it was just, it's incredible. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you got a pretty good life.
Yeah.
You know, I'm fortunate.
You've etched out, we're fortunate
to have you every Friday. Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is the highlight of my week, that's for sure.
Ours too.
That's no joke.
Notice how John and I are quiet. No, yeah, we love you guys. It's just, we got the whole week, though.
Who else is eating on?
I know. That is good, though,
that's
John.
That's so good.
That is so good.
How my good? Goodness.
Whose is gone?
Oh, it's gone. When we come back.
Good job, John.
Happy
Joey
Friday.
Chestnut stepped aside. Just
Operation
saying.
Song. Christy, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Have a good week.
All right. Yes, we got to set a quick break. You don't want to miss this next segment with Dennis, folks. Back after this. Take a ride on the West Coast Holiday Road.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Now, I said it a million times, my favorite part of the entire week is right now, 8:30, 9 o'clock, when Dennis from the Glam Band steps in. And I can't think of a better person to host this segment right now because we're dealing with the gentleman from Operation Song and my good friend Jen Giel, who brought us the great Kringle, who's sitting back there and refuses to come on here. But she is on the camera.
She's awesome.
She's right there, folks.
There
if you're looking, you can see her in the back there.
Hello.
Worldwide. She's sitting back there.
Thank you, Jen.
Yes, thank you, Jen.
Think about it.
I didn't know you had a big tattoo in your leg, Jen. That's a nice big tattoo. What is it?
These 27
it's a
hours.
Leg, John. I'm just saying.
I'm here. Okay. But anyway, she's one of my great friends in the history of the world. Just love her to death. And she put me on to this a few years ago. Operation Song, a group of gentlemen out of Nashville who do songs for veterans. And I'm just going to leave it at that. AJ Cross, singer-songwriter with Operation Song. John Foti. Is that how you pronounce it, John?
That's it.
Italian?
Yes.
Yeah. And which part?
My dad's Italian immigrant. He's actually from Milwaukee.
Okay.
But he immigrated in 1951 from Verona.
Verona, very nice.
Yeah.
So John is CEO of Operation Song. Go ahead and just mention it a little bit, what you guys do, your mission, basically. And then Dennis, I'm not going to say another word. I don't want you to take over.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. So Operation Song, founded in 2012, our mission is to serve veterans and their families through the power of songwriting. And that includes active duty and reserve military personnel. And pairing veterans with professional songwriters is just an incredible way to document and tell their story and then find ways to share that story with all of America.
What you guys did for a great friend of mine, Bob Plummer from Fond du Lac, Flyboy, or Don't Touch My Flyboy or something, Keep Your Hands Off My Flyboy, they played it at his funeral. Jen,
oh, wow.
There were not many dry eyes. There were none. There were like no dry eyes in that it was a packed funeral, and there were no dry eyes when they finished playing that song that you guys put together for him.
That's an absolutely beautiful song as well, too. And our founder, Bob Regan, you know, he's been doing this since 2012 when he founded this organization in Nashville. Bob Regan, Grammy-nominated award songwriter, many, many, many top hits. And for many years, he funneled all of that energy into serving veterans through the power of songwriting. And it's one of the things that brings AJ here today and allows him to be able to get paired with veterans and give them that experience.
I hope someday you guys can collaborate. His stepdad, Marine veteran, or Army or Marine?
Both.
Yeah. And Vietnam veteran, passed away recently. And Dennis and his mom do so much for our veterans. She hand makes blankets that I bring to my veteran friends, especially ones that are in hospice and things like that. Mm-hmm. That is such a thrill for them. You can't even believe. The one guy, he passed away about a month later, and his son told me that he never took that blanket off because it was made specifically for him. So, Dennis, take it away.
Yeah, that's awesome. And by the way, she's got more bags available. I got some at home. So,
we'll
that. Guys, thank you so much for being here. This is awesome.
Thank you.
So how did you evolve into this mission? I'm just really curious about how this all developed.
Yeah, so Bob Regan.
I heard
very much in the 90s, early 2000s. He was on his, you know, grind in Nashville in the songwriting scene, and eventually started doing armed forces tours around the entire world, right? Serving veterans who are, you know, on the front line or right behind the front line. And he learned that veterans have incredible stories to tell.
Amen to that.
And that very often America needed to know and understand those stories. And so he started pairing his network, very often himself and his peers in Nashville, with veterans to be able to document and tell their stories. What's interesting about veterans is that most of them, like you, right, like many veterans, like Mr. Plummer, right, incredibly humble.
Yeah.
They don't want the spotlight on them. And so often veteran stories die with them because they literally take them to the grave. There's things that veterans will write in a song that they won't tell their wife. There's experiences that they've felt, feelings that they have, that they'll put into lyrics with a professional songwriter, but they would never say out loud.
We had a gentleman on the other day, 100 years old, just came back, went back for the D-Day memorial and everything.
Yeah.
And he said for 62 years, he never spoke a word about the war to his wife or anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can speak to that, too, in a way, because my stepdad was also a musician, and he played bass guitar and things of that nature. And so he wrote lyrics, he wrote songs, but he never really developed them. He didn't really have much of an outlet for that, he wrote songs about how to deal with feelings. And I think it's probably the hardest thing for most veterans to come to. But that was his method of therapy. Yeah. You know, he didn't go to see a doctor. He wrote.
I think that's what John's saying, is the power of songwriting. I mean, it can be a different language, yet it's universal, which is the beauty of it. You know, I mean, it's not just for veterans. I mean, I've heard many of your songs as well. And, you know, I just really appreciate what you're doing to make that connection, because you guys, there's a lot of talent in Nashville in the songwriting and then putting it to lyrics, but really getting the story for the song is what this is all about.
Yeah. Our vision is to tell the story of every veteran to every American, and it's ambitious, right? And it would mean that we have to write basically 18 million songs. And so far we've written close to 1800, and AJ has been a part of that and taking time out of his professional songwriting career to write with veterans and document their story and then try and share that story with others. And so, you know, we believe so passionately that the sacrifice of veterans and their families just needs to resonate across America. And what better way to do that than through music, a platform that people are already used
Dennis,
to digesting.
Did I tell you, this guy was going to be right in your wheelhouse.
Oh, wow. I mean, talk about passion. If you don't have passion, you know, first of all, you can't be a songwriter.
No.
And if you don't have passion, it's hard to relate to veterans, too. You know, so putting that all together, it's an incredible combination. So my hat's off to you. If I could take it off, I would. But. So 1,800 songs, how does that even happen? I mean, how do you find the time to do that?
It's been since 2012. And our goal is typically, I think last year we wrote 180 songs, just shy of 180 songs.
Wow.
And this year we'll probably get closer to 250, depending on determining the path that we
have
now.
How many writers do you have?
Over 100.
Oh, okay.
And like many organizations, it sometimes tends to be a small group of individuals that do the bulk of the work. So we have some songwriters that, based on their career, based on where they live, they just have more access to Nashville.
It's like this show, I do the bulk of it. Yeah,
I'll tell you.
And so some songwriters tend to do the bulk of those, but Yeah, it's through in-person and virtual as well, too. So one of the things that helps is we have a virtual songwriting program funded by the Academy of Country Music's Foundation Academy, ACM Lifting Lives. That allows us to write virtually across the entire country with veterans as well, too.
I'll tell you, if you're a passionate person, it takes something out of you to put a song together like that. It becomes a part of your soul. And I get kind of emotional thinking about it. No question.
Can we have AJ debut his talents here a little bit?
Oh, absolutely.
AJ, how you doing?
Good morning, AJ, where do you hail from?
I've lived in Nashville about 12 years. I'm from Oregon, though.
Awesome. What a great city. I want to hear from you. I just want to
daughter lives in Nashville.
I go there a lot.
Oh, cool.
I love going to Mass there because they always bring in the great music. I mean, you guys are so talented, and we've seen you on Broadway many times. So, that's a great, great city. Thank you for doing this. Yeah.
Oh, we got mics.
We got mics. Are we good time-wise? Are we doing mic-wise? Okay.
We got mics.
We're up here. Okay.
All right.
Here you go. What do you got there, buddy?
Man, are we doing? We're doing a song.
We're doing whatever you want to do.
Man,
your rules, your game show.
The show's yours, man.
All right, going in hot. I'm gonna do a song that I wrote with a friend here in Green Bay, Mark Bonovitz. He's a veteran, and I guess I'll just say Operation Song, like from the other aspect, like you know, us in Nashville and his country music, we really support our military. You know, and we love that, but the healing aspect of songwriting is it's such a special thing because us as songwriters and as artists and singers, we're always looking for something that means something basically. And so being able to do something like this with Operation Song is such an incredible thing because you can actually write something that. Oh, I see what I see.
We're playing with microphones, ladies and gentlemen. Just trying to get maximize the sound.
Now we're ready.
Oh, this sounds fantastic. Yeah, well done.
We got some sound there?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful.
Oh, I love it. As I was just saying, it's just such a special thing to be able to be involved with a company, organization that, you know, the songs actually mean something.
Amen to that.
Rather than going into these little rooms we do every day and write songs about girls and cold beer and stuff.
Don't stop doing that, but this is great what you're doing.
It's just a special thing, so I'm honored to be a part of it. Thank you for having me. And I love being in Green Bay here. So. Anyways, I wrote this song with Mark Bonovitz.
Just a kid flying overseas, not knowing about the man he'd be, learning about the fear of the unknown. As quick as it became so real, from boot camp to the battlefield, they never taught you how to let it go. They signed you out and sent you home. And everyone thinks they know when they say, welcome home, we've got a lot to catch up on. It's been so long since you've been gone, but they'll never understand what you've given up for them. Welcome home, you've got your family all around, and your boots are back on solid ground. Oh, but they'll never know. Welcome home. Sometimes it's not what you hoped, what to do, where to go, living in an empty rat race town. 'Cause back home no one's got your six, the kind of trust that don't exist, unless you're with your brothers downrange going loud. Welcome home. Catch up on. It's been so long since you've been gone, but they'll never understand what you've given up for them. Welcome home, you've got your family all around, and your boots are back on solid ground. Oh, but they'll never know. Welcome home. came back to a small town big parade. Oh, but your brother came home as a folded up flag. Welcome home, you've got a lot to catch up on. It's been so long since you've been gone, but they'll never understand what you've given up for them. Welcome home, you've got your family all around, and your boots are back on solid ground. Oh, but they'll never know. Welcome home. Welcome home.
Wow.
Man. That's awesome. Yeah. That was from the heart, boy. Wow.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they always come from the heart.
Yeah.
With those songs.
Holy man.
That was phenomenal. Goosebumps.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Fantastic. Great stuff.
It just a lot of emotion every time you perform it, huh? I mean, that was really, really good. I mean, people, I don't know that they can feel that because they're listening on the radio or watching on, but. Yeah,
well, I mean,
you're really into it.
I'm an emotional person, so that's what I'm a songwriter.
That was terrific.
So. Hell yeah. Yeah, thank you.
That was awesome.
I love how you stacked those words together, bro. That was incredible.
I appreciate it.
Man, wow. How do you do? I mean, how do you do that and keep it together? Because I'm a wreck just listening to you.
Shoot,
you know what I mean? Honest to Pete,
it's like Mark and I got together to write this song, and we went through a lot of different ideas and stuff that he had experienced in his life of what to write about.
Mm-hmm.
We settled on this, and it's special to me because he feels like, you know, his dad and his great grandpa were both military also, and he feels like this song he got closure for all three of them.
That's right. Awesome.
Oh right. Man, that's the biggest. That's a huge gift.
Yeah,
man. You got to write one for your stepdad.
I'm doing that. I spent some time last week in Wisconsin Rapids talking to the VA people and whatever. I'm trying to get some records and put together his story.
That'd be awesome.
And I just started doing that.
I mean, the impact that like a song like this can have something like for a family.
Amen to that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I need to know what, you know, everything he was involved in because he never talked about it, you know.
I know.
So.
All right, we got to send her a quick break. We will be back with more Dennis, of course, from the Glam Band, and these incredible gentlemen from Operation Song out of Nashville. Back right after this. Hey, welcome back. Minor and the Mayor here on a beautiful Friday in downtown Green Bay with Dennis from the Glam Band and just some incredible gentlemen. Operation Song about veterans. Dennis, take it away, bud.
So we're just talking to John during the break that you guys have a busy day ahead of you today. So I'm going to hand this over to John. So you're going to... You're playing at the Blizzard. You're doing
just a reminder,
the
John,
anthem
you're the CEO of this whole thing.
Sorry about that. Yes, sir. Yes,
and
sir.
You put together this whole Operation Song, and then, of course, we've got AJ who is performing for us. But, yeah, tell us about your busy day coming up.
Yeah, so I'm relatively new to Operation Song as well, too. I started in January and picked up the legacy that the organization has built, you know, over the past decade. And we got invited to be a part of the Military Appreciation Night for the Blizzard game. Of course, they're incredibly serving towards military and veteran families. And we chose AJ to come up with us. He's going to do pregame show, halftime show, along with the national anthem as well, too.
Oh, nice.
Awesome. So both Desert Vets and the Blizzard have made that possible for us to come up and showcase our mission and vision to
all of
Green Bay.
Awesome. People are going to love it.
I will tell, I guarantee you, this community loves their veterans. Right,
yeah.
Johnny?
Yeah,
I mean, they're going to get a good response tonight. And, yeah.
We're really excited about that.
So are we.
Yeah. We're also talking during the break that you're coming back in October.
Yep. Yeah, we have a big showcase we're going to do October 3rd at the Epic Center.
Wow.
We'll have a retreat the day before where we write with veterans and their families. Very same format that AJ wrote with Mark last year. And so we'll write with veterans, and then the next day we'll put on a big performance of those songs with a headliner as well. That'll be October 3rd at the Epic Center.
Right,
yeah, and headliners and everything will be announced for that very soon.
You're going to love the facility. It's going to be a fantastic facility.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
If somebody's listening and said, man, love to have one written about my dad or my husband. Or what's the next step?
We make it easier than almost any veterans nonprofit in the country to get a hold of us. Go to our website, operationsong.org, and there's a button right on our homepage that says tell your story. Beautiful. If you're a veteran, military personnel, or a family member of a veteran, you can click that button and we will pair you with a professional songwriter wherever you are in the country to tell your story.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Could we get another tune? Because that was, we can't end this show without one more.
Sure.
A little example of your expertise, my friend.
Oh, man.
It's not awesome we get somebody from Nashville live in the studio.
And in this studio, we have someone who thinks they can sing that can. So it's really nice to hear someone who can
and
sing.
That's me.
I sang a song today in honor of Father's Day from my all-time favorite songwriter. Who's the greatest songwriter in Nashville history?
I want to hear from him.
Let me see what you say. Who's the greatest writer of all time in Nashville history?
I can't. There's so many of them.
Right.
Tom T. Hall. Oh, I was going to say. Okay.
No.
Were you going to say Tom T. Hall?
Different Tom. I was going to say a different Tom.
Tom
Douglas.
I don't know who he is. Oh. Tom T. Hall, though, is awesome.
Tom T. Hall's awesome.
Yeah. I sang Homecoming. You know Homecoming?
Yeah.
I know I should have written it to let you know that I was coming home.
20 minutes ago, Mino said, I'm done. I'm done talking. You take it over. So, okay.
Fine. Man.
Anything you want.
Let's just do a fun morning kind of feel. What do we got on time? You want a whole song, half a song?
No, we're going to take you out. We're going to let him go out. Got 5 minutes.
Yeah, I got you.
You could talk a little bit. You guys like to tell your backstory before you play. You got 5 minutes.
This song doesn't need a backstory. This song is about a girl.
Fair enough.
We're good.
This is one of my show openers, though. It's just a fun song. Hey, girl, when you're looking that way, you make me going straight, drop my jaw, slip and fall. You're putting out what I'm tripping on. It's all you, girl, you've got it all. And you got me thinking like, oh my, how come a country girl so fly is spending all of your time with me? We kicking it, I can't complain cause I'm loving it. It's getting good, good as it gets. I got that mad love for you. I got it bad, yeah, so bad for you. Ain't a damn thing I wouldn't do for you. Act a fool for you. Tattoo for you. Everybody else want what we got. They at the bottom when we hitting that tip top. Every time you and I feeling that crazy high, girl, you know I got that mad love for you. Oh yeah, mad love, huh? Yes, ma'am. Yeah, you're a hit and I'm a big fan. I'm all about them little things, them little ways. You blow my mind, girl, every day. Ain't nothing about you don't amaze me. I got that mad love for you. I got it bad, yeah, so bad for you. Ain't a damn thing I wouldn't do for you. Act a fool for you. Tattoo for you. Everybody else wanting what we got. They're at the bottom when we hitting that tip top. Every time you and I feeling that crazy high, girl, you know I got that mad love for you. Mad love for you. I got that mad love. Mad love for you. I got it bad, real bad, so bad for you. Ain't a damn thing I wouldn't do for you. Act a fool for you. Tattoo for you. Everybody else want what we got. They're at the bottom when we hitting that tip top. Every time you and I feeling that crazy high, girl, you know I got that mad love for you. Mad love for you. Mad love for you.
Wow. Nice. Well, that two things. I bet it. Something tells me it didn't take you real long to write that song.
No, that was quick. That was like 30 minutes.
And secondly, do you ever lock into someone out in the crowd? Start singing to her.
It gets real awkward.
Yeah. I bet it does. That's a great song, man. Yeah, that is a great, great song.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, that's fun. That was fun. Yes.
Well, I hope sometime when you guys come back, you get a chance to see this guy perform. How's your other band growing? When are you guys going to be, because I want to come to your concert when you have that one. I can never think of the name.
Sideshow.
Sideshow.
Yeah. It's coming up. We have two shows. We're just, you know, everybody has a band, so it's a sideshow.
Okay.
You know, so it is what it is.
But it's more 70s music.
It's all over the place.
Oh, yeah, but it's really good. What I see on YouTube is great.
It's good times.
Yes. His band is literally the hottest band in the state of Wisconsin and the Midwest.
And we wear makeup.
A lot of makeup.
Sorry.
Tight pants?
Very tight pants.
My dad said you can't polish a turd. I said, Dad, it looked like you. We got along after that. I don't know. True story.
All right, we got to wrap up the week. Dennis, thank you so much for this. I
witnesses knew for the world.
Really brothers. Enjoy thank this you so with much. These guys.
Thank you, bro.
Great to see you guys.
I mean, this scratches all the, or checks off all the boxes.
You
in
talked
your
me into seeing you guys at the Blizzard game tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I had no idea. This is awesome.
And John, thanks for taking this leadership role on. This
You're
is
welcome.
A great organization.
thank you all. Yeah, we'd love a like, follow, go to operationsong.org, check us out. Follow AJ Cross as well, too, and be a part of what we do.
You guys are fantastic. AJ, you're AJ. So talented. Yeah. It's mind-boggling.
Man. Hey, we're going to go see. I'm going to see you in Nashville.
Yeah, come on.
Heck yeah.
Can I stay with you?
Sure.
It's expensive.
It is expensive.
Thanks, so everybody. Have yourselves a phenomenal Father's Day weekend. See you on Monday.
Happy Father's Day.